This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At 7 past the hour, DJV time, D is Doug, J, Jennifer, and then there's V for Victoria, V, V, victory, victory is our cry, and then Kara Schillen, who is actually the person that, the glue that sticks all of this stuff together, makes it work. So if you live in California, there's always something going on. Jennifer is there all the time, I'm there part of the time. Residents of Santa Clara County are going to decide whether or not to recall the judge who sentenced Brock Turner to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting that unconscious woman outside the frat party. Remember how the outrage
we
were.
I wish I lived in Santa Clara.
We were.
I'd be running to the
absentee
polls.
Absentee ballot, right, exactly.
Yep.
But it's interesting how much steam it takes. And this is sort of what I think is what you take away from this conversation, because the outrage was obvious and appropriate. So then the way to get these... I'm friends with a judge in L.A., and one of the things that she was telling me was how the difficult it is. She was appointed by... I don't remember who. She'd been on the bench for 30-some-odd years, so she told me who she was appointed by. I don't remember. Anyway... So then she has to run for election. And I guess I didn't realize that was the system, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You get appointed the first time, and then after that you have to run.
But no one knows who you are. And so
right,
people
no one knows
will
who
either vote for you, or it's always confusing. But, yeah, no one ever knows about the judges, which is too bad. But, yes, that's right. They go on the ballot.
So if this guy were on the ballot, would he just get booted that way? How often is the election? How long are the terms for being a judge?
Know what the term is. It's not obviously every 2 years. I think it's a longer term. But I think unless you actually had someone who was willing to put some money into a campaign to go, hey guys, this is the one who did this, I don't know that it would make a difference, because most people just vote for the judges, or they skip it, or they just vote yes because they're usually unopposed on there. So you just kind of confirm or deny. So I don't know if it would make a difference unless you really had someone kind of putting a glaring, you know, pointing light saying, this is the guy who did this and we need to vote against him or vote him out.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this case, that is what's happening. So he might not find himself on the bench anymore.
Well, if they did the work to get 95,000 signatures,
got
to know that there are people really focused on this.
Mm-hmm.
And then if this is successful, can there be a national movement of sorts to get rid of these judges? And there's a statement here to be made. And the statement is, you don't get away with this stuff. The kids that are pulling these stunts, and then the judges who acquiesce because there's pressure from some of their political patrons to not do anything about it. It's just, there's no justice here. And that really, sort of, you dig down deeper into it, and you look at the way judges, that's why I asked what I did, Jennifer, about getting clarification. Judges, electing judges bothers me, and it always has. In Massachusetts, they don't do it that way. They appoint a judge, and the judge is there at the discretion of the governor. And if the governor thinks you're doing a good job, you stay. And then people say, well, there's politics involved.
Mm-hmm.
That really has been one of the places where there hasn't been politics involved, at least in the state of Massachusetts. But these other, you electing a judge, what are you... How do you know the judge is qualified? As Jennifer just said, nobody knows who these people are, and you don't know unless you were before them or they're in some big trial, and then you get to know who they are. But jeepers crow, I don't get
Yeah, and the most
system.
Frustrating thing that I found in our last round of elections was I actually tried to look up some of the judges in the area, and half of them, they either don't have a website or there's, like, no information on them. There's barely any information on the cases that they've done unless they've had a controversial one. And it's like impossible, even if you want to find out information about people, it's like impossible to find anything out.
It is hard. You have to look. I try to research them, too, before I vote on them. And it's tough because you really have to dig around. And typically you rely on voter guides that are put out by political parties, which, again, are, you know, just politically motivated. And it doesn't give you much information.
No, not at all. So anyway, the bottom line here is that hopefully this guy, his name is Aaron Persky. He's the judge being recalled. He could, under the circumstances, he has been a focus of other problems, apparently. And so, I don't know. I just, the whole business of how, and this is why I don't know what the perfect system is. I guess that's what I'm fussing around to try to find. I don't know what could be a better system, and I don't like the system that we got. What do they do in other countries? What do they do in England? What do they do in Europe for judges? How
I imagine they have to be appointees, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Right. I don't think there's elections for judges.
No, not over there. I would think you're probably right about that. All right, another name in the news today, Lucas Warren, who made history this week. He's 18 months old. He's the first child with Down syndrome to become Gerber's Spokesbaby of the Year.
Aww.
Contest has been going for 91 years. Dalton, Georgia is his home. Gerber picked him from 140,000 entries in their photo search contest. Contest began after the company was founded in 1927, put a call looking for a baby to feature in its ads. There's that rumor going around, and has for years, that the first Gerber baby was a very famous actor, and I don't know whether it was or wasn't. There are all kinds of rumors that float around. Those of you, I hesitate to go into these things because I don't know that any of you even know the movie Casablanca.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Sure, I've seen it.
Okay, you know who was the star?
Humphrey Bogart.
Hey, to that. Good for you.
Yeah, who is the woman? Who's the female star?
Lauren Bacall.
That's right.
Weren't they a famous kind of duo? Didn't they do multiple movies together something?
Like Hepburn and Tracy. This is the same kind of a thing. Yes, they did a lot of movies together, and they spent a lot of time doing the horizontal mambo together.
I think it was actually Ingrid Bergman.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's Bergman. You're right.
That's right. Thank you,
no
Internet.
Cara.
Ingrid Bergman for what?
Casablanca. Yeah, it's not Lauren Bacall.
Oh.
She's right. Yep.
Yeah, she is right. Yes. At the end, when they're at the Burbank Airport, which is supposed to be the Casablanca Airport, the final scene in the fog when here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah.
That's the last scene.
So
remember
dramatic.
That? Yes. Da-da-da-da. All right.
It a good
so
movie?
That's.
Like, is it worth seeing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a little depressing, but a great movie.
See it. Yeah, it is. Okay, in a moment, speaking of depressing, we've been talking a lot lately about Facebook and Google addicting children to technology. Let's turn that around a little bit and see how we can use technology for friendship at Valentine's Day, especially. Shasta and Nelson joins us right after this.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. 15 past the hour. We all value our time with our friends. Perhaps we're not aware how important these friendships can be in our day-to-day lives and our overall health and well-being. Shasta Nelson is here with us. She's a leading expert on friendship. She has written, I think, is this a book, Shasta? Frentissime?
Frentissime intimacy. Yeah, like friendship intimacy. You got it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what is, define that for us first, okay?
Yeah, well, I use the word frintimacy to talk about our close friends, so the people that we feel intimate with, but not in a romantic way. So our closest friends.
All right, so this is important at this time of year because a lot of people feel left out when it comes to Valentine's Day. It doesn't have to be necessarily love interest. You can be friends with somebody and want to be in touch with them on Valentine's Day, right?
Absolutely. And actually, this whole month, Facebook is celebrating Friends Day. And so all the way up until Valentine's, we can give awards to our friends. So it's a great opportunity to not only focus on the romantic intimacy that we all kind of think we want, but it's our friendship, our friendship relationships that actually score higher and more important to our health. So being able to give those awards and express our gratitude to our closest friends is so significant this time of year.
So you came up with that phrase or that word, right?
I did, because every time I kept using the word intimacy, everybody kept thinking sex, and I was like, no, we need more intimacy than sex. And so really recognizing that our closest friends are one of the most important parts of our health and well-being is so important for all of us to keep remembering that those relationships matter so much.
Well, you run a company called GirlFriendCircles.com, so when you see that, the assumption that some might make is that this is more for women than it is for men.
Well, that particular company most definitely is for women, but friendship is a issue that every human being needs, and that's one of the things that I love about Facebook is it's an opportunity for people of all ages and every, you know, no matter the gender, to come on and to celebrate our relationships and to express that appreciation, to give our thumbs up, to cheer for our friends, to post those photos. All of those are things that we definitely end up feeling closer to those people for having done.
You know, one of the fascinating things about this, because Facebook Friends Day was a couple of days ago, and I noted that there were 750 million people who connected with new friendships. I have, when I first started, I think I have 1,100 friends on my Facebook page, and it's interesting how the connections are made and how many people you really don't connect with even though you're connected.
That's so true, and that 750 million is friendships every single day on Facebook, which is mind-boggling because that's a daily thing. And I think what's really nice about what they're doing with Friends Day is putting the emphasis on our closer friends, recognizing that that's really where our health and well-being emphasis comes from. So being able to say to somebody, thanks for always having my back, or giving them the big-hearted award is a fun way to really celebrate the people we do know, not the 1,100 that we don't know, but the ones that we actually really do know. So we can go to Facebook.com/Friends Day and still give those awards out all the way up till Valentine's.
All right, so how do we celebrate in general? How do you take your friends seriously? I want to get into the head of Shasta Nelson and how she takes to heart her own advice.
Absolutely. I did go give awards on Sunday, and it was really fun to receive awards and to give awards. But more specifically, what that shows and why that's important is because it's us affirming our friends, and at the foundation of every healthy friendship. So there's three requirements to a healthy friendship, and positivity is the first one, and that's the foundation of every friendship. And so positivity means, at the end of the day, none of us want friends where we feel bad, where we wonder if they like us, where it brings up our insecurities. At the end of the day, we want to feel good. So anytime we are, you know, receiving or giving gratitude, affirmation, love, anything that helps us end up feeling good. So specific affirmation, I think, is always more important. I'm really a big fan of being somebody who's cheerleading for friends, who's specifically telling them what they've done in the last year for us. And I would say for those of us who have had a tough year and, you know, if you've had some big struggles, it's even more important to kind of look back and to say to a friend, thank you so much for supporting me in that way. And kind of giving that gratitude really rebalances the relationship.
Yeah. You use those words that are right up my alley. I happen to believe the spiritual connection that we have with people sometimes is expressed differently. But affirmation and gratitude, thank you for your friendship. I know you were, I'm thinking about a great friend of mine that I went to college with who calls me often, and we talk just about silly things that are important to us today as we get ready for our college reunion. So, yeah, I get it. So if you want to get more info on how this all works, go to Facebook.com/Friends Day. Facebook.com/Friends Day. Good to have you here, Shasta. Thank you. Shasta Nelson at 21 after the hour on the DJB Show.
Anytime. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, 23 after the hour now, DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. This is going to knock your socks off.
I'm not wearing socks.
Okay, well, put some on so we can knock them off.
All right, here we go.
The story of Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando being lovers has surfaced. Quincy Jones seems to be yakking a lot this week. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories that he's talking about in this interview that was given to Vulture, and I don't even know how they get to this, but he was talking about Marlon Brando, what a charming fellow he was, and how he'd duck anything. he'd do a mailbox if he could. Anyway, Jennifer Lee, who was married to Pryor in the early 80s, and then again about 20 years later till he died, confirmed that it was true. He had no shame. Apparently, Pryor was somebody who was pretty prolific as well. He had a real bad drug habit. Man, did he have a bad habit.
The excuse was it was the 70s, I think, wasn't it? Yeah. Wasn't that what
was Brando on drugs, too? Was he? Do you have a problem with drugs? That way he gets so fat?
Maybe.
At the end of his life?
I don't know anything about him, really, but maybe.
Marlon Brando? You don't know anything
about
Marlon?
I don't know anything about him personally. I know who he is, but I don't know about his personal life.
I think there was it was always rumored he was bisexual. I think that was from early on in his career.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando lovers. That's, man, what a, oof.
It's the combo. It's an unlikely duo,
Right. Okay, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. 25 after the hour. Vince Gill in the musical news here is every hour at this point of the program in this part of the hour. We have some musical focus. So Vince Gill unveiling an emotional Me Too song. He joined a dozen of his Universal Music Group label mates performing at Ryman Auditorium the other day for the Country Radio Seminar. It's big every year. The people that run country radio stations go to Nashville. I remember going there 1 year myself. I've forgotten why I went, but I was there. And this is a song called Forever Changed, which tells the story of a sexual assault from a female perspective. Yet as Gil told the audience in the introduction, the song was informed by his own experience in middle school. So what happened to him, his personal experience in middle school? Is that clear by listening to the song? He said he was in the seventh grade, a dumb kid. I had a gym teacher that acted inappropriately toward me, and I was trying to do things that I didn't know what the heck was going on. I just jumped up and I ran. I don't know why. I don't think I ever told anybody my whole life. Even what's been going on has been giving me a bit of courage to speak up. So this is not the kind of a story you'd expect to hear from Vince Gill, is it?
No, but I love it. But that's the beauty of the Me Too movement, is that it is inspiring a lot of people and giving them courage for the first time maybe to talk about an incident like this,
mm-hmm.
which is great. And for men, too, to also talk
men
about.
Have had experiences.
Of course, listen. Yeah.
All right, listen to this for a second. Let's see if we can get the gist of it. Timing.
Whether you're a stranger or flesh and blood.
So this was recorded by somebody in the audience, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he hasn't released it as a single or anything yet.
You can beg for mercy, but the truth remains.
I always thought of Vince Gill as being a sort of tough guy.
No. Not necessarily a tough guy.
No.
I think of him as very sensitive.
Yeah, I think he does a lot of ballads. He's not one of those bro country types. I think he's definitely kind of dialed in.
So, when is this going to be released? It doesn't seem to be clear when this song, Forever Changed, will be released.
I don't know if he knows what he's going to do with it yet.
Certainly is appropriate for all the discussion going on right now. Okay, Vince Gill.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour. I don't know whether that makes it onto the podcast. You could probably leave that
probably
off, Kara.
Probably not.
Some things have to remain secret.
Yes, we do have, however, some really great things. This is the DJV show. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Kara Shilin's at the controls. Victoria Keelan is giving me advice.
I don't know if it's advice so much as just making declarative statements.
Yes, I know that, right. But so we put some of the things off air together with some of the best moments on air in our weekly podcast, which you can download at djvshow.com, the podcast every week. I've noticed a couple thousand people seem to be interested in that, so help yourself. The more the merrier, as we say. The podcast is at djvshow.com. All right, so let's see what's going on in the... this stuff, I said to the ladies a few minutes ago, wait to hear this story. I don't know if it comes from the Dumb and Dumber department. There's a story floating around yesterday when I was... Where was I yesterday at this time? I was in Orlando yesterday. Now, local Orlando, I think it's called the Sentinel, had a story about a somehow or other, and I don't know that it was local, because I don't know what events were going on there, but it's not important to the story. The story is some guy in a Washington Redskins shirt meets a guy wearing an Indian's cap, and they have a fist fight. And nobody, you know, the whole business about what's politically correct, and the Indians are now talking about changing, or I guess it's the logo, not their name, right? They're going to keep the name, but they're going to change the logo.
Right.
From the red-faced Indian. Isn't that what's going on?
Chief Wahoo was his name.
Chief Wahoo, that's right.
Yeah, they're going to retire him, although they're still going to sell merchandise, but the players won't be wearing him.
And there has been going on for as long as I can remember, certainly the last 10, 12 years, Kara, in Washington, this whole thing about the Redskins and whether or not they change their name and their logo. And I think the conversation, the fight goes on.
Maybe the Redskins should change their name just so they can get some better karma and become a better team, because they're not going to be doing so hot.
Yeah.
Well, that's another year, Kara, another opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm talking to one of my friends who's on the city council in my hometown of Framingham yesterday, and he tells me about on Tuesday night there was a proposal presented to change the name of one of the roads in Framingham. The road is Indian Head Road. And apparently there was some study done by one of the high school students who came to the city council with the study, the results of the study among high school students. Do they think the name of Indian Head Road is appropriate? And so they had this discussion at city council, and a proposal was made to study it. It's going to go to a study committee. Do we change the name of Indian Head Road to something else? And I forget what it was. Algonquin, because the Algonquin Indians were big in Framingham. So let's change the name of Indian Head Road to the Algonquin. Well, It turns out, if you really know the story, and this is how these politically correct things gain momentum and people don't really know what the story is, Indian Head Road in Framingham was named because it's a hill. It's a road that goes up a hill and down a hill, and it's Indian Head Hill. And the reason it's Indian Head Hill is because it was at one time an encampment for the Algonquins. There were a lot of Indians on my farm in Framingham. There was a whole tribe of Indians that lived there for a long, long time. So anyway, this is not negative. There's nothing about Indian Head Road. It just denotes where their encampment was, the Algonquins on the top of the hill. But yet, because it has the word Indian in it, the kids get all worked up about, oh, that's not right. We shouldn't have anything named after Indians. What do you mean? Why? What's wrong? And so this is where these things get started. And I think the reason I'm telling you the story in part is because it's so silly. But the other side of it is that these kinds of things gain momentum without people thinking about it. There's so much stuff that's done in the name of political correctness. I mean, think about even at your age, ladies, the things that cannot be done now that might have been acceptable or doable when you were younger 10 years ago or 15 years ago. There's a whole laundry list. I know in my life there are things, and we kind of talk about this, we laugh about it, things that we can't say anymore on the air, or you can't, for example, you never hear Michael Lindsay, who was the lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders, do a song called Indian Reservation anymore. He wouldn't do that in his...
Does anyone know who's this band?
Paul Revere and the Raiders. See if you can find the song, Carol, will you? Indian Reservation.
Tim McGraw
by Paul
used to
Revere.
Do a song called Indian Outlaw, and then for a while he made it disappear, but now it's back, which I love.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm an Indian outlaw. Mm-mm-mm. We can find that one. That's probably easier than Paul Revere and the...
I know, right? I was like, wait, first of all, who's rushing the stage for Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Paul Revere, his name was... What the heck's his real name? I can't remember what his real name is. But his shtick was, in the 60s, he wore a Paul Revere costume on the stage.
Wow.
He had a tripod hat, and he had the outfit that might have been something that Paul Revere would have worn. All right, what'd you find, Kara? Yep, there it is. Crank it up. Kara, you're going to love this.
This is a really dramatic song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen to the lyrics. It gets better.
I'm sure it does.
Can't go anywhere else.
The tomahawk and the groin. You just stepped on the line. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Darn it.
accent?
Yeah.
Not at all. It's as white as I am.
And all the beach we made by hand.
This was the number one song for about 3 weeks.
So when you were grooving around in your car, did you go, whoa, why did you do that and get all into this song? I feel like you did. I got news for you.
Yeah.
This is the song that Tim McGraw samples in Indianapolis.
Really?
Is it really?
Wow. Here we go, kids. Lock and load.
All right.
You learn something new every day.
All right, let's keep moving here. All right, I got something else for you. Here's a the wife of a dead motorist is suing a Tennessee sheriff for excessive force after body camera footage catches the sheriff telling his officers he'd rather they shoot the suspect than risk damage to their patrol cars. Hmm. And so when they tried to hide this. And I don't know what it says about Tennessee. You make up your own mind. You know, these stories about what goes on in the South. There's a chuckle. But the video, which is now on television in this area of Tennessee, was yesterday or the day before. They're chasing this guy around, and he's trying to outrun the police. So they were going to sort of block off the road to keep him from escaping in the car that he was driving. They were chasing him. He went through a red light. I mean, something stupid. So the sheriff comes on to the two-way radio, and then but he's standing in by his car, and they got video of this. He said to the deputies, "Don't ram him. Shoot him instead." And then there's some things I can't say on the radio. I don't want him to duck up my cars.
Oh my God!
So. These people, where do they come from? I think I've told enough of that story. In People News, The Rock has opened up about his mother's suicide attempt. This really surprised me when I saw this. How about you ladies for the first time?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this.
Mental health? No, I didn't either. He shared a photo from the set of his show Ballers. He's holding a beer and toasting to his character's brother at his grave after his brother committed suicide. And then he wrote, quote, "Not your typical scene. Got me thinking, though, about how many of us have been affected by suicide of our friends and family. Struggle and pain is real. We've all been there at some level." And then he opened about his mother, whose own suicide attempt, and apparently he was only 15 when she tried to. She got out of the car on the interstate in Nashville, walked into the oncoming traffic. Big rigs, cars swerving out of the way, not to hit her. "I grabbed her and pulled her back on the shoulder of the road," he said. "What's crazy about that suicide attempt is to this day she has no recollection of it at all." Can you imagine?
Wow.
But what will this do? Suicide is another one of these things that people don't want to talk about. You never hear ministers talking about it in church or in any lessons in school. This is... And it brings us around to understanding or to trying to deal with how immature we are when it comes to teaching. We don't want to talk about this in our society. It's like sex. We don't want to talk about sex in our society either. Suicide is the number one way people die in England. Did you know that? When they get to a point and they do it not because they're despondent. They just don't want to suffer through. I had a very, very
dental
close
work.
Family.
Sorry.
Friend, what'd you say?
They don't want to suffer through the dental work.
So much for a serious conversation here.
Like, ah, can't do it.
Jennifer and her black humor. All right, so I don't know if I'm going to get much further with that. I suppose
no, but I did read a story yesterday thinking, and I shouldn't laugh, but sometimes she's got to lighten it up a little bit. But when Robin Williams killed himself, there was an uptick in the number of suicides. Did you see that story yesterday?
I didn't read beyond the headline, but I thought that was so weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about it for a second.
Popular.
And, well, there's a, you know, when I started to tell you a story about my very dear friend and what he did, actually he and his wife both committed suicide, but he was with me His mother had committed suicide. He was visiting with me. I don't know, maybe his name was Eric Keddie. What a wonderful guy. He's a fabulous guy. He was like our second family in England, and we stayed with him when we were first. When I first was introduced to England, Tony, my first and only wife, had gone to England to do her a teaching practicum and ended up staying there and worked in a young person's school for a while, and the headmistress was Eric's wife, and they became very close, and so we'd spent time with him, and he'd come to our place, and they'd, you know, after his wife committed suicide, he came over and visited with us. And then I remember one summer he was working in the garden with me, and he got a call. His mother had just committed suicide, so he got on the plane and went home. And then later in life, he got sick, and he committed suicide rather than to suffer through what he thought was going to be, you know, he had the same thing his mother did, and he didn't want to suffer, so he took his own life. And they do it very sophisticated. They get a hold of some kind of poison, and that's it. They go to sleep, and they're done. And I don't know what's so bad about that. Does it sound horrible for me to say that? But I think it needs to be differentiated from the people who are of sound mind who do it, versus the people who are not of sound mind.
Right, a 12-year-old kid who thinks that it's okay to do this because they can't handle the pain of life anymore. Look, I get it, and I think that we should be in control of our passing from this planet. I think that that's... I actually have a hard time with it because I think in my mind I understand that in my heart I still feel, because I believe in God, that God has a plan for all of us and that all of our lives have value up until they don't, until it's our time to go.
Maybe that's part of the plan, though, Jennifer.
You don't know. Yeah, that's a fair statement. It's just, you know, to say that you can predict the outcome of your life, the one thing that we know is that there is so much uncertainty in life and things go up and down. And, boy, when people make that decision because they think they know what the outcome of their life and their destiny is going to be and they don't want to see it, I think that's really sad because you never know. You just don't know. Some people can think they know and they don't. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the post-traumatic stress suicides of the people in the service, and that's a different story.
Yeah.
Because that's all about mental health and well-being. I thought it was interesting and good. Let's see how it sort of matriculates out that the new budget has a lot of money in it for taking care of veterans. Let's see if that's going to be applied properly. It's 12 before the hour at DJV time. If you have, as long as we're talking about things that send folks over the edge, one of the things that has bothered people, unfavorable comments that are appearing more and more, and as a matter of fact, most of the time they're unwarranted, but that's the nature of the web these days. Social media, where somebody who may not like you would post something embarrassing about you, true or not, negative articles that can ruin your life, or maybe your career, or maybe even your business. So as it happens more and more frequently, it's nice to know that there's a company out there that can actually do something. Imagine the need for a company like this, but there is, and they would like to let you know that you can call them at 855-432-4886, or you can contact them online. The company is Reputation Defender. Go to ReputationDefender.com to protect your good name, or call them at 855-432-4886. Get a free expert analysis. People go to the social media, see what's there, and see what they can do to help you out. This is really, it's becoming a real problem, so do something about it. ReputationDefender.com. Use the code Doug or DJV. Call them at 855-432-4886.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour. Doctor time is Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I want to alert you to the most recent podcast that Dr. Ken was in at GoodDayHealthShow.com. We discuss heart attack risks resulting from catching the flu. Should you take Tamiflu? We talk about that in the podcast. The risks involved with having a C-section, how your diet can affect colon cancer. Do you know the relationship between mental stress and heart disease? A study that says women who breastfeed longer may be less susceptible to type 2 diabetes. The truth about male fertility and men who ride motorcycles. You know, I read this almost for my own benefit, Ken, because I don't remember sometimes how much we talk about when we go through all of this stuff, how much information there is every week on these podcasts and what we do on the air. So my hat is off to you, as it always is. The whole business about what it is to do. There's so much medical information, and that's why I love Ken's presence, because he takes that information from the various journals and we discuss it and sort of bring it down to an area of our understanding that makes it easy for you to know what's going on and how you're going to apply it to yourself. So a lot of those questions and answers, the business about heart attacks resulting from catching the flu, very practical information this time of year. So check out the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell both have podcasts every week. So this is the latest from Ken that's up there now at, it is, once again, remember, it's GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right, so the flu season is upon us. Let's just spend some time talking about that. The update continues. The number of deaths is up. Is this the largest number in 10 years, 20 years? I know that it seems that we have more focus on it. Is that the news media, or is there, in a practical sense, more of a problem this year with the flu and how many people are dying?
All of the above. This is the latest from the CDC that the flu season, Doug, in America is in its 10th week. But the CDC, they can't say if it's peaked yet. The flu season typically lasts 11 to 20 weeks. 16 kids died from the flu or flu-related problems in the past week, bringing the total of pediatric deaths, Doug, to 53 for the season. Hospitalizations, they're now higher than ever from October until the end of January. 15,000 people were admitted to hospitals because of the flu,
wow.
And unfortunately, flu activity is still high and widespread across most of the nation and increasing overall. My suggestion, if you haven't had the flu vaccine, you can still get it. And also prescription antiviral medications, if you get to it within 2 days of the onset of symptoms, is not a bad idea. Talk to your doctor for each one individually.
Okay. So most of you will know, and we'll deal with this off and on here, I had my annual checkup with Ken this week. And one of the things we were talking about in his office in our hours of conversation was the flu shot. I had talked to some of his staff members earlier in the day who were doing the exams, and I said, what's the story with the flu here? And one of the ladies said, well, Dr. Ken makes us take a flu shot.
We don't make, we offer it.
Well, but they all do, because they take your advice.
I line up first, but they're not required, but I do recommend it.
So how do you give yourself a shot? How do you, just take
one of my nurses, one of my assistants gives it to me. I don't do it myself.
Really?
Do you give your arm? I give it out to some, but my assistant does it for me.
Wow. Where do you put the shot?
Right in the deltoid muscle where you're supposed to.
Okay.
The shoulder muscle.
Yeah, not in the butt.
Not for this one.
Does anybody have vaccines anymore in the butt?
Yeah, you remember the old penicillin shots in the
Yes,
body.
I do. I remember bending over.
Yes.
The doctor said, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I got news for you, pal. You're full of baloney. I'll never forget that. It must have been like 4 years old or something.
And our butts were black and blue.
They sure were. All right. So, and talking about the flu, I've been flying a lot. And I noticed that the airplanes are not any cleaner than they ought to be because they just come down, they land, and they fill them up again and take off again. So this is really bad, though, what you've found in this report.
This is. You don't have to be a germaphobe to be concerned about this. Various surfaces in the cabin of commercial planes have many times the amount of bacteria, Doug, than an average kitchen counter, but the highest amount. The latest study found that the surfaces in airport terminals can have even higher germ counts than those in the planes. The highest germ counts in the terminals were found on the screens of airport kiosks, followed by bench armrests and then drinking fountain buttons. And the highest germ counts in the planes were on the flush button on the toilets, followed by the tray tables and then the seat buckles.
I'm going to wear gloves when I go to the bathroom in the plane next time. All right, Ken, thank you for your service.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.